This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me,
well, normally that would be true, but Scotty's off today. Back tomorrow and Thursday, live from Williston, and for the I think it's a North Dakota Petroleum Council, whatever, gathering.
One of those? Yeah,
one of those. Ed Schaefer's hanging out with us today at 701-271-1100, or if you want to shoot an email, studio@flagfamily.com. It's the easiest way to get to us. Or you can leave a message at 855-217-76, push extension 1. Brought to you by Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. They got the bed sheets right now for under $25. The $24.98 for the percale, the new ones. We got the sage color. The wife loves them. The I don't know what it is. It's and in whatever you get from Mike, mattress topper, my pillow. We don't have the 2.0, but everything we've gotten, our slippers, our pet bed for Finn, our foster, or our kind of he's kind of our part time boots that we have at. Loves his MyPillow pet bed. The thing about MyPillow is when you go there, go to MyPillow.com, you can click on Radio Listener Specials or you can just start shopping. But when you get to checkout, you need to know one five-letter name, and that's Scott, S-C-O-T-T. That's your promo code, okay? Towel sets, sheets, slippers. Slippers are on sale right now, too. Talk about Christmas. I know. There, I said it. It's coming. All right, MyPillow.com, promo code always is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, and you are in on the deal. 8 past 10 o'clock, and Ed Schaefer's hanging out. Always good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin.
You always give great perspective on things, and I have so many questions nowadays.
Thank you. Well, thank you for for running the board here.
That's no big deal.
I did get a text in here for someone saying that I didn't particularly know what I was doing, and you were saving me, so thank you for saving me.
I'm happy to save you, my friend.
I'm happy
to save you anytime.
Fighting the last vestiges of a cold here.
Ed has saved me many times, so all right, so it's just a little payback on my part. That's all I'm saying.
My voice is a little scratchy today, but I'm fighting a cold, but it's doing well, and we've had some interesting threads on the text messages coming through here when we're taking the breaks, too. And some of those people don't like me very much or don't like others very much. I suspect they don't like many people.
We get that all the time.
Yeah.
That's why there's choices.
That's why there are choices.
Yep.
But speaking of choices, North Dakota next spring will have a presidential caucus. As you know, we're going into a presidential election. States have caucuses or primaries to select delegates to go to the national convention to select who the Republican nomination or the Democratic nomination for president is going to be, who will be on the final ticket that we all get a chance to vote for coming next November. So coming up is the North Dakota presidential caucus, as we call it, or as it's set up, and there are some differences between caucuses and primaries, but there is the chairman of the caucus in North Dakota is Robert Harms. Robert was appointed chairman by the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, and he's going to manage and run the caucus program in North Dakota to select who North Dakotans want to see as their next president of the U.S. on the Republican side. So, Robert, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Glad to be here.
And congratulations
on this morning.
Yeah, congratulations on stepping up here. And I can imagine that the caucus chairman is going to be an interesting job. You got a lot of factions and things to deal with, a lot of different candidates. But tell us what North Dakotans can expect, why we want to have a caucus, and what Republican caucus can do and why this, how the process works and what's going to happen.
Sure. Well, this is the Republican presidential caucus in North Dakota. So it's for Republican candidates, who North Dakota Republican, voters want to see as their Republican nominee for president. The state committee, which, as you know, is the board of directors of the North Dakota Republican Party, state committee has decided that they want to host a Republican presidential caucus next spring on March 4th, and something that we've done just about every presidential cycle in recent history, other than, I don't know that we had one in 2020, with an incumbent Republican president. But so on March 4th, next spring, Republicans will come together at eight different locations, Williston, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Fargo, Jamestown, Bismarck, and Dickinson, and other locations if the districts decide to jointly host other caucus voting places. They can do that as well. But Republicans will come together and vote from 5 until 8 p.m. Central or 4 to 7 on Mountain Time, and we'll have uniform ballots of qualified candidates, and Republicans will make the decision at that time as to who they think should be the nominee for the Republican Party in the presidential contest in the general election next year.
So then what happens? So Republicans, they have to register to vote, they have to sign up, they have to pay dues. I mean, how do you vote?
Well, what they'll do is they'll have to provide either in digital or written format their information to receive a ballot. That'll be their full name, address, phone number, and email address, and they can do that either digitally or in written format on the day of the caucus election. Given that during that time period that I just described, 5 to 8 Central or 4 to 7 on Mountain, and they'll vote. The rules have allowed for some type of a fee. The committee hasn't made the final decision, but we will likely either require that you are a member of the North Dakota Republican Party, which is a $50 annual fee, or some type of a nominal fee, $10 or $20, by the time you vote, and we'll set up process that you can do that online at the North Dakota GOP website. That's being built. We'll get that done in the weeks ahead. But if you want to participate in the Republican presidential caucus next March, that will be the process. You'll go online or show up at one of those locations that day and either be a member of the Republican Party or pay a nominal fee in order to participate as a Republican.
So I just claim to be a Republican, right? I mean, I don't. I mean, people can vote.
Yeah.
And come in. And that's not a bad idea, by the way. I mean, I'm not saying that's bad. I mean, I like open, transparent.
Yeah.
Voting for anybody, so the people vote, and then what happens? So we're going to get how do we get presidential candidates on our North Dakota presidential Republican caucus ballot?
Yeah, so last week, a week ago today, the executive committee finalized these rules that we're talking about here this morning, and we just began to distribute those to all of the presidential campaigns. I've probably been in touch with about, five of the campaigns thus far and gave them the rules and how they qualify. Our rules require three things. Then there will be an application form that each of the campaigns will have to submit. But the three key qualifiers that the campaigns have to meet is they have to be filed with the FEC. They have to be a bona fide national campaign for president of the office of the United States of America. One. Two, they have to have at least 10 members of the North Dakota State Committee, that board of directors I referred to earlier, at least 10 of those members endorse or approve the candidacy in North Dakota. And then three, they have to pay a fee of $20,000 to the North Dakota Republican Party, all of which has to be done by the end of this year. So December 31st, 2023, all of those three qualifications have to be met in order to be printed on the ballot for the caucus on March 4th.
I have a follow-up question to that, Robert, but I think at this point in time we have to take a break. So can I get you to hold over here while we do it, and then I'm going to follow up on that. Thank you. So it's time to take a break, pay some bills. You get a chance to listen to this radio without a fee, without having a subscription, without anything. You just get to listen to the radio, and
there
that's because we have advertisers on here that, pay the bills, and please take a listen.
Support the cause. What's on your mind? Ed Schaefer's in for Scott Hennin today. Be right back.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutzman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burley, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're sitting in for Scott, and we're back. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennin today on What's On Your Mind. Glad to be with you on the radio and listening in for all of you on this great North Dakota Today, great North Dakota Day. We're visiting with Robert Harms today. Robert is a former state chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party. And he's now the chairman of the North Dakota Republican Presidential Caucus coming up next March. And we've been visiting with Robert about the whole process. And Bob, right before the break here, you were mentioning that the fee, we were talking about how a presidential candidate gets on the Republican caucus ballot. And you were talking about that they have to pay $20,000 and meet some other requirements to get on board. And I had two thoughts. One, if you have to get 10 members of the executive committee to sign on, is interesting because, as we are all aware, our governor is running for president. So our state committee, you know, if a non-North Dakota governor presidential candidate comes in and says, hey, sign my ballot so I can go in and compete with your governor, why would we sign it? We say, no, we don't. We want to give our guy the shot. The other thing is $20,000. So why would a campaign pay $20,000 to get on the ballot in North Dakota for a Republican presidential caucus? What difference can we make? I mean, you know, we got three electoral votes. We go to the convention, nominate somebody. Why would somebody want to compete in North Dakota in that caucus for a presidential nomination?
Well, let me take the last question first about the $20,000 and why a campaign would want to compete in North Dakota. So North Dakota has 29 delegates for the Republican National Committee, which is different than the three electors we have for the Electoral College. But so those 29 delegates are in play. March 4th is the day before Super Tuesday. If a campaign comes into North Dakota and say they win, we have a what I call the 20%, 60% rule. So, and the 60% rule is that if you win 60% of the votes in North Dakota, you get all of the delegates. And so let's say Ed Schaefer is running for governor or for president, and he comes into the state and wins 62% of the votes, he's going to get 29 delegates. He's going to get national news coverage for that effort in the U.S. state, nationwide. And so that would be one thing. And the other is just to get people involved and engaged in the process. So and 20,000 in terms of state fees is relatively modest. Some ours used to be 10. There are many states that are as high as 50 to 100. So you can compete the opportunity to get some national coverage if you do well in North Dakota. So all of those are good reasons to compete. As to the 10 members of the state committee signing, well, the governor's got good support in North Dakota, but certainly there are members of the state committee would consider signing another campaign's request to be on the ballot just to promote the competition. If we have three or four campaigns in North Dakota, all of whom are competing for those 29 delegates, including the governor's campaign, that's going to make for a more vigorous debate, a more energetic campaign in North Dakota. And I think it makes the process produce better results. Let's say the governor wins 62% of the votes in North Dakota. That's going to be a big push for him on his campaign on the national scene. And I think that the process, frankly, makes him and the other candidates better candidates. To quote one of my old bosses or former bosses, they endorse that kind of idea that campaigns and competition produce better results.
So open.
You heard that before, I think.
Yes, I have. So open, transparent. I mean, competition out there in the ballot is good. And, in other states, they're trying to keep President Trump off those primary ballots and things, and presidential ballots too, which is interesting. But we're not going to see any of that in North Dakota, right? We're not going to have to worry about trying to keep people off the ballot here.
No, we won't have that problem in North Dakota. I mean, the rules are very clear, and they're relatively easy to meet, those three criteria that we've just been talking about. And so if you have the ability to meet those three criteria, registered with the FEC, 10 members of the state committee that approve your candidacy in North Dakota, and the $20,000 fee, you're going to be on the ballot. That's all things that we will control within the Republican Presidential Caucus Committee, and we're working on getting those things built as we speak right now. So, you know, the other thing that I think that's kind of interesting, the way the state party has fashioned the rules, those delegates, when the caucus vote is tallied, that those numbers will get distributed nationwide, and those delegates then will be bound in the Republican National Convention, which is in Milwaukee in July. And so, you know, if we have a couple of candidates that do really well, let's say Doug Burgum gets over the minimum 20% threshold, and Donald Trump also gets over that threshold, you know, those two candidates will take our 29 delegates into the national convention for the first ballot, and that's how the process will work. But people are excited about it. I think so far what I've been hearing, I think I've had contact from, like I said, five of the national campaigns so far. So it should be an interesting several months to unfold here, and as we go forward.
So how does that work, Robert? You have people vote, and they're going to, you know, candidates are going to get a certain percentage. You mentioned if you get 62% or whatever, they get all the delegates.
Yeah.
If it's under 60, do you divide up the 29 delegates? You know, two for Fred and 16 for Sally, or you know, how does that all work?
Yeah, and the for the listeners, it's I would say they're kind of like whiteboards, if you will, or sideboards, rather. That is, you have to have at least 20% of the vote in order for your delegates to count at all. So you got to hit a minimum of 20%. I'll get to that here in just a minute. But if you hit over 60%, if say Doug Burgum gets 62% of the votes in the Republican caucus, he's going to take all 29 delegates. Now, if we have two or three candidates, all of whom get over 20% of the vote, they will divide those 29 delegates proportionally based upon the total of their votes. But let's say Robert Harms is running for president and he only gets 0.001% of the vote. Those votes don't count. So that he's got to hit a 20% minimum threshold in order for his votes to count against the total. And if he doesn't hit that 20% minimum, he just simply gets taken out of the vote tally. And the those who get over the 20% will divide the 29 delegates proportionally.
Thank you, Robert Harms. It's time for us to take.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump's campaign confirming yesterday that he will be skipping next week's Republican presidential debate and will instead visit the Detroit area to speak with striking auto workers. The United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers has reached a fourth day. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's total madness that a child was killed from fentanyl at a daycare center in the Bronx last week. Two suspects have been charged with murder. Another person is being sought by police. Ovidio Guzman Lopez, a son of former Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, pled not guilty yesterday to U.S. drug trafficking, money laundering, and other charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Happy 19th of September. Western part of North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota, going to see around 90 today. Global warming. It's global warming. Yep, 90 to 96 would be the record, but we're not close to that. But, yeah, it'll be a hot one. Be a nice day to stop into any PetroServe USA location and get one of those frosty deals they got going on there. Yeah. Thing about PetroServe USA, first of all over the neighborhood, we had a killer. We went up to that rally in Rapid City, had the French Dip in Valley City that Friday. We went out. Scott, of course, they do that flat top burger, almost like a smash burger, at the exit 292 off 94 in Valley City. You can always get specials. They're always home cooking. They're always ready to go. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Talk about convenience. Fun seeing all the high school kids come in from DGF in Glendon when I stop in there.
And that store in Valley City.
Yeah.
Geez, what a nice store. Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen the new one, Harwood?
Yeah, and the food. The Harwood is interesting. And good food.
Yeah. Great food.
It's worth a stop.
Yeah.
The gas is it's expensive as any place else. But
They always fight for between the Senex and Marathon. They're always fighting for good prices. And they're hiring. Find out more at PetroServeUSA.com. Great people. PetroServeUSA.com. Ed Schaefer hanging out for Scotty today on What's on Your Mind. Just chatting a little bit. Got a text here quick for you guys. Hey guys, I'm not going to mention who or what the federal government is in debt to. Next on the agenda, the New World Order and Mark of the Beast. It's so close to being over, it would seem. This is all planned, just like COVID and the control. We shall all be happy eating bugs soon. I don't know about that. But it seems like there's some nefarious play at work, gentlemen.
Happy eating bugs is a non sequitur statement, I think. That doesn't work.
Not my lifetime.
But anyway, in this situation, we're talking about the North Dakota Republican Presidential Caucus, and Robert Harms is with us. Bob is the former chairman of North Dakota Republican Party and the current chairman of the Republican Caucus.
Bob, I have a question for you. There's an effort in Minnesota, and this may be out of your realm, but to keep Trump off the ballot, you know, based on what the 14th Amendment and when it comes to these states that they don't want him running in. Do you think they have any standing with that kind of thing? I mean, doesn't he have to be convicted first?
Well, you're right. It's a bit of out of my realm, but we won't have that problem in North Dakota, at least not in the presidential caucus. But I've read both the arguments for and against. And, you know, I think there's some logic to it, but I'm not sure that it's valid in the scheme of things. And I don't know that it's good for our country in the end to have a candidate banned. Eventually, it'll have to go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
I think. And I think that promotes some of the discord and political divisiveness that is present in our country right now. I think we should let the process play out. I'm not a Trump fan. At this point, I'm not doing anything for or against any of the campaigns, but I think we should just let the process work its way in the electoral process, not the court process. And I think, you know, those states that say, oh, we're not going to let them be on the ballot, I think that's going to just create more of a divide within our country, and that's not good for us, I don't think.
Okay, well, thanks, Robert. We were
agree with that.
Yeah, we were visiting about just the whole process that happens. So,
yeah.
So a candidate gets on a ballot here, and the delegates go off to wherever the Republican National Convention is and vote and come out of
Milwaukee.
That convention in Milwaukee. They come out of that convention with a nominated candidate for president for the Republican Party. The hope, you know, that's kind of how the process works. And you were saying that North Dakota, you know, we'll have 29 ballots, so to speak, and we can move up from there. But can he really make an impact? I mean, can North Dakota make a difference?
Well, I think so, but you know, it does get a little frustrating. I mean, we're a small state. And when you go back and you look at a state like California or Texas or Florida and the number of delegates they have, but in the scheme of things, some of those small states if they coalesce around a candidate, that creates some energy, some traction. And so you can have an impact, and as you and I know, elections a lot of times are made by very small margins. And so I think if you the nominee is pretty important. It's very important, obviously. But I think elections generally often turn on very small margins, and so I think any time where a campaign can compete, get their message out, not only to the state in which they're campaigning, but getting into the national election cycle or news cycle. I think you can have an impact. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, for example, let's say Doug Burgum wins 75% of the vote in North Dakota, just huge win in his home state on March 4th. And he's still in the hunt. You know, I don't know if he'll qualify for the next presidential debate or not, but let's say he's still in the campaign and he wins his home state by huge margins. That's going to get some national play. All right. Well, that's on the eve of Super Tuesday. And so does that do anything for his campaign? Yeah. I mean, some people say, harms you're off your rocker. That's, people aren't going to vote just because he wins, the state of North Dakota, but some people are going to be, they're going to take, pause, for that and look at that campaign, whether it's Doug Burgum or somebody else, Nikki Haley or whomever. I believe in the process, and that the process isn't limited to three or four states, that we're all part of the United States of America, and as we participate, we have an effect on the greater scheme of things, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, voters like to vote for winners, right? And so when you've got when you go out there and say, I won this state, or I came in second, or I've got the momentum going, or I've got three states under my belt now. I mean, those kinds of conversations in the community are important.
Yeah. 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 You know, one of the things that, and I, you know, I when I was chairman, we started having conversations like that. But I'm a little frustrated by the RNC rules and the process because, you know, the process, North Dakota is late enough in the process that you kind of go, well, do we have really much of a role? But now we've put ourselves in a position of being, you know, March 4th. I don't know the number of states that will have had their caucuses or their primaries before then. But we're not so late in the process that, you know, by the time you go through Super Tuesday and, you know, 27 of the states have voted, you know, it doesn't make any difference because the decision is already made. That's you know, I think there's some advantage in us setting that March 4th date early on so mm-hmm. that we can have some a greater influence than we used to have when we were, you know, in the last few weeks of the season.
So what's what's the difference between a primary and a caucus? I mean, what is there? Does it matter to North Dakotans that we have a caucus versus a primary? Iowa has a primary. Iowa has a caucus, and New Hampshire has a primary. They're the first two in the nation. For each of those, does it matter if you have a caucus or a primary?
Well, I think it's probably a matter of perspective if it makes a difference, but there is a difference, and the difference is the primary is managed by the state, and it's open to all persons that are residents of the state, eligible voters, and you know, it's a primary that's both for the Republican and Democrats, and, you know, of course, the independents. So everybody votes in the primary to pick their particular candidate, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or other. Whereas the caucus is managed by a private entity, the North Dakota Republican Party, and it has the authority to limit its participants to its own members or people who meet the qualifications that the private entity, the Republican Party, establishes. And so that's the difference.
So is that
run by the state?
So makes sense. So is that why you talk about having a fee of some kind to be able to vote? I mean, it seems like do I want to pay to vote? Right? Why would I pay to vote? But is that the way you control that? I don't like that word, but is that the way you make sure that the people that are voting are Republicans and want to vote for a Republican candidate?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's different than, you know, the old poll tax that we used to hear about when we were in high school that was prevalent in the South. That was a tax you had to pay in order to vote in the general election. What we're talking about here is a Republican, a private entity that's hosting an event to choose its nominee for the Republican presidential candidate. You know, it's a private entity, and so what that entity has said is we want our members or those who want to be in our organization to be the ones, only those to be the ones to vote in our process. So let's say, for example, there's 20,000 members of the Brown Cow Club that think that they should be able to vote in the Republican caucus. Well, the 20,000 members of the Brown Cow Club have never, you know, participated or paid dues or ran as candidates in the Republican Party. And so why should they be able to come into the Republican caucus and vote when, you know, they haven't made any effort at being a Republican? Maybe they say they voted Republican, but so you're really trying to I guess limit those who vote to those who embrace Republican ideals, who participate in the Republican Party and its processes, those kinds of things. And so it's I've always believed that's a fair.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo. offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
The chilly weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Need to know morning show. Need to know morning show. Sorry, force of habit. What's on your mind? It's Kevin Flynn with Ed Schaefer. Scotty's off today, back tomorrow, and he's in Watford City, the North Dakota Petroleum Council gathering back tomorrow and Thursday live from there. Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. MyPillow.com has tons of specials right now. He's got the percale sheets for under $25, $24.99 right now. At MyPillow.com. Keep in mind, whatever you're shopping for, maybe for Christmas, some sheets, towels, slippers, great. I mean, the robes are amazing. Just remember the word Scott. That's your name. That's your promo code, S-C-O-T-T. Just, yeah, you need that at checkout, And you'll get all across the site, you'll get whatever discounts applied. And if you click on the MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, there's even better deals in there, depending on what you're looking for. So no matter where you're shopping at MyPillow.com, just remember, S-C-O-T-T is your promo code, and you're good to go at MyPillow.com. Last segment, Ed Schaefer in for Scotty today, and hanging, learning quite a bit here about the caucus process in North Dakota.
Yes, yes, and we're visiting with Robert Harms, who is the chairman of the Republican Presidential Caucus in North Dakota coming up next spring. And Robert, thanks for all the information on this whole deal. And you know, it sounds like it works okay. One question I had thought of in the break here was, you know, you meant, you know, we were kind of talking about the fees. For Republican or fees to vote, if you're a member of the party, obviously you vote, yeah. But you may have to pay a nominal fee, you know, to come in and vote in the caucus. What about? I mean, there are many Republicans out there, or people who vote Republican, or people who champion Republican values and ideals, or whatever, who aren't necessarily members of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
So how do we? How do we incorporate all those folks into the Republican caucus? I'm thinking about turnout.
Sure.
You know, can you vote by mail? You said you could print a ballot or get a ballot via digitally or in person. You have to vote at one of the centers that you have, or maybe a district sets up a voting thing. But you know, how do you engage the largest number of North Dakota Republicans to vote in this caucus?
Sure. Well, and that's a debate that's been taking place within the committee and the state committee as well. Do we just throw the doors wide open and bring in 70,000 people who voted at one of the previous presidential caucuses, or do we try to limit that to people who view themselves as Republicans? So, I think the decision has been made that we're more inclined to limit the voting to those persons who are either members, paying members. To the paying members of the North Dakota Republican Party, or who are willing enough to at least put forth a small, you know, $10, $20 fee. We haven't set that fee yet in order to participate, and I'm okay with that because, like I said earlier, that people who you know, if Robert Harms says he's Republican, he's been voting Republican all of his life for 25, 30 years. Now, I don't know if that's the case. Maybe he just wants to participate in this particular caucus because he loves Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis or whomever. And so there's some kind of a measure. And I guess we've talked about having the fee small enough that it's not insurmountable, so that it will discourage people from participating. It's a nominal fee, and so I guess we're having that discussion internally, recognizing that my mother, if she were still alive, she's been a Republican all of her life. Has she given money to the Republican Party? No. Would she pay $10 to come out and vote in the Republican presidential caucus? Probably not. You know, so we might lose somebody like her, but in the scheme of things, we think that it's small enough. And if you're committed in being a Republican and Republican principles, core values, then we don't think it's so large a fee that it would discourage you from wanting to participate in an organization that you profess to be adhered to, or a member of, or whose principles you adhere to. So that's. I guess that's the thrust of the conversation.
So we had a text in here, Robert, that said I went to a Republican caucus once, and it seemed just like a round robin tournament, and the winner had been predetermined. I'm thinking maybe that might have been a district, you know, a district meeting or something that doesn't sound like the presidential caucus.
Yeah, that might have been the case, a caucus meeting at the district level. But these will be statewide. They'll be uniform ballots that the committee will approve. We'll have assigned tellers and people who tally the votes. And so there's nothing predetermined about any of this that's going to take place on March 4th.
And did I miss the answer about can you mail in a ballot or how can I participate if I'm in Alexander, North Dakota, and the closest voting place is in Minot?
You didn't miss it because I didn't answer it.
Oh. Okay. So, can somebody participate? Can somebody participate that's, from a distance? Did I lose you? Robert? We lost him. Oh, my gosh.
Good question,
the most important answer.
That's the way it goes.
Oh, well.
All right, my friend. Good to see you.
Thank you, listeners. We're glad to be with you today on What's on Your Mind. Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennen. We'll see you around.
Take care of that voice.
Yes, it's getting better.
Some vitamin C and some tea, I think. All right, Scotty is live from Watford City tomorrow. Have a great day.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.